Good afternoon. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Howard Wilkinson is in Tampa this week covering the Republican National Convention and joins us with an update. Howard, after a lot of speculation during the summer where a lot of us thought Rob Portman would be Mitt Romney's running mate, well, that didn't turn out to be the case. And how are Portman and his supporters taking it?
Well, I mean, the Ohio delegation here, you know, there's about 500 people, including all the guests and everything. You know, they were disappointed by that. They wanted that. That would make them at the center of attention. But they didn't get it. And Paul Ryan is the nominee. And for the most part, they're accepting that. They like the idea that Rob Portman is still their United States Senator. They have a great deal of respect for him. You know, they'll tell you frankly that they think that, you know, he would have been the best choice, but they're ready to go out and work for the Romney Ryan ticket.
I hear the Ohio delegation also got a visit from Newt Gingrich today. What was his message?
Newt Gingrich has been making the rounds of some of the state delegations, and he kind of showed up by surprise this afternoon. And what he is pushing is energy independence. And he's talking specifically about fracking and how Ohio, particularly eastern Ohio, is one of those places where we could get enormous amounts of natural gas out of the ground. And then he believes that that could be a great issue for not only Romney, but all Republicans to run on this fall. So he was basically making a pitch for fracking.
Now, how is the weather affecting things in Tampa?
Well, the weather has been, in a word, crazy. Very early this morning, as Tropical Storm Isaac was passing by out in the Gulf of Mexico, there was just tremendous, tremendous rain and very high winds. That died down. Then there's been rain off and on. And after Gingrich spoke, the delegates were listening to some people from the Ohio Romney campaign talk when they made the announcement that there was a tornado warning in the area.
Oh, my goodness.
The hotel told everybody to stay inside the conference center. Now, it didn't last very long, and, you know, about 15 minutes later, they called it off. But it's been pretty crazy weather, and people aren't quite sure what to do, whether to go out, whether to leave the resort where they're staying, or just hunker down and wait it out until tomorrow. The rest of the week seems to be, you know, pretty fine with chances of rain every day.
Well, and despite the weather altering the convention schedule, I take it there are still a lot of high-profile speakers yet to come?
Oh, yes. Tomorrow morning, the Ohio delegation is going to hear from Rick Santorum, who obviously ran for the presidential nomination and gave Mitt Romney quite a run for quite a long while. Wednesday, Condoleezza Rice, who is obviously very popular among Republicans, is supposed to stop by the delegation breakfast. And, you know, we're going to see a whole lot of people. I mean, Ohio's an important state, and we're going to see a lot of big-name Republicans in and out of this resort where the Ohio delegation's staying.
Thanks, Howard.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Howard Wilkinson is covering the Republican National Convention. You can read more of his observations and insights at the new WVXU.org.